Warhammer Fantasy 2nd Edition, Paths of the Damned. Chaos cultists and beastmen abound in the smoking ruins of the Empire's northernmost city and its immediate environs, and the heroes are plunged into an action-packed adventure involving heresy, murder, betrayal, and corruption.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
VORPAL Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
And destroy them to prevent a
powerful
demon.
Well, what do you need from me?
Why don't I go back and let Leon explain? He is better.
Oh, yes, Leon, do explain. You don't mind me calling you Leon, do I?
No.
You may call me Fred.
I can hear you.
No. Freddy.
He's fine. Actually, the artifact we hear is in the temple.
Of light.
Not the temple, it's the
vault.
The
magic.
What are they
called?
The
magic.
School of Light.
Yes.
And of course,
College of
they
Light.
Don't know about us yet, and we need to get access to it so we can get it over to another friend of ours who's able to destroy it. And we hear that you know people.
Well, yes, I do know quite a few people.
And knowing people is how we would be able to help
destroy these artifacts of chaos.
Yes, let's go.
Well, let's see. Alright, here's where you actually get to make your charm check.
Is that a chart of the people we're going to be interacting with?
Yes, and their interactions with each other. I told you, this is very confusing.
Hey, that looks like a game of,
Civ 4.
Civ 4.
Yep.
Let me guess, if we choose to interact with some people, it cuts off other people from interacting with us, and...
As well as you, by the way, boy. I still fail.
And then maybe our bonuses.
Yep. Or fortune point. I do have bonuses, but not that many bonuses.
Well, what kind of bonuses do we get against the fight against chaos while he's a noble?
Okay. Hold on.
If it's an easy check, I succeeded. If it's not, I failed.
Let me see.
How many... What'd you roll?
I rolled a 72.
And what's your...
55.
Oh, yes, you actually do succeed.
Good.
Well, okay. I guess my 6 to or 5 to assist isn't really necessary.
Well, let's see. He provides 2 for that, 1 for that. You actually showed him that, so you now got 3 points. Okay.
So 3 points. Oh, is he actually a follower of...
No,
Sigmar.
This kind of marks us as destroying chaos, gotcha. Which is something that...
It's proof that we're doing something.
Yeah, we're not just bullshitting him.
Yes. Well, I do know of several people who might be able to help you. I have a contact with Conrad Messner, one of the high people in the Order of Light, but you're probably going to need to get, some of his friends involved.
That's what we assumed.
Yes. Well, one of my, one of my good friends, Theodora, is an ex-witch hunter. She might be able to, you know, provide the backing that you need, if you understand.
That name sounds familiar. Have we heard of her before?
No, you have not. Okay. It may sound familiar, but you have not. You bastard.
No, he's the Bastonian.
Okay.
Head of the Bastonian Navy.
No, that's you. You're the high admiral of the Bastonian Navy.
Stupid landlocked countries. We patrol a lake!
No, the joke is there isn't one.
Yes, I'm well aware.
And the joke is for someone who sounds very important, very long-winded, but really is not meaning anything or getting anything done.
Well, I can, of course, and I can send you with a letter of introduction to Conrad, if you would like.
Well, that would be wonderful. And for this other person, the ex-witch hunter?
Yes, Theodora. Yes.
Wonderful. You just introduce her nice to her as well. Considering going straight to Conrad, probably.
Of course, of course. Give us
you need to put some type of terrain kind of color there.
A pendle green.
What?
Alright. Well, is there anything else you need from me?
Well, that's what I can think of.
Well, we don't want to be all business here. Why don't we sit and chat for a while?
Oh, splendid.
We sit and enjoy it. I'm going to try to enjoy the show. You?
Out of here, did anyone else have anything to ask him?
Cookie?
Yes, but I feel pitiful asking for it.
Well,
what? Cash money so we can get stuff for our advances.
No.
Okay. They're very good.
Certainly.
This entire tray of...
I, of course, won't eat as much as him. Because combat person, you know. But, yeah, so we'll enjoy the show and time with the noble, and these guys will be very awkward.
He'll, of course, want to know where you guys are staying and all that sort of fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell him where I'm staying, but...
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's where
Sigmar's shining.
I'm staying with the church, of course.
Oh, it must be lovely accommodations. From the looks of the building, it looks like they spare no expense.
They give us exactly what we deserve based on our stature.
Oh, good. Come here. I'm sure you've got a nice lush apartment all to yourself. After all, with your history of deeds, I'm sure they'd reward you appropriately.
Of course they would, right?
Yes, they've given me... They've spared no expense for an initiate. I got a slightly bigger piece of bread.
You also have not been boasting about your deeds.
Why would I?
I don't know.
I could tell them at the church and they'd be like, okay, you're still an initiate.
Congratulations!
Good. You're doing your duty now. Go back out and do some more.
Now, mind you, this since you guys will stay the rest of the play, we'll get out at around 2 o'clock in the morning.
Meh.
Works for me. I'm gonna go to sleep later.
I made my toughness.
Oh, can we find Conrad beforehand?
Not while you're at the plays.
Well, I'm not.
Yeah.
If we're gonna be there at 2 o'clock in the morning, where is he gonna be?
Remember, he does have his own.
Yes,
he'll be at the gold. The place we're at, because
it's far shine.
All right,
peasant area.
Well, if you have need of me, you know, I've got my box here. You're welcome to come upstairs, and you can, of course, shop at my estate as well.
Excellent. Sounds wonderful. It's like an amoeba now.
Well,
I think it was $5 well spent.
That's what I thought.
See.
Wonderful meeting you.
Oh, yes, it's fantastic meeting you. Anything you need, just let me know.
See, you can play your bullfrog now.
So, yeah, about that. I need some full play. No.
I need a printer. Do you have any suggestions of people we should go speak with or nannies what we could do to further our fight against just chaos in general?
Well, I know you need to speak with Conrad, and Theodore is a good friend of mine. If you need anything else, then come speak with me, of course.
Alrighty.
I'm not much of an adventurer. If you're looking for one, You might look up Johann.
Which Johann?
Johann Schmidt.
Can you?
He's a dashing young noble, who's of course got, who's probably far more courageous than I. I'm just a fat old hub who sits in here and enjoys food.
Okay, oh, so not at all.
Who are these people? Let me write down. Our web of lies and trickery and deceit.
Well, let's see. Johann Schmidt is a possible nobleman who you might want to bring along. He's of course itching to be an adventurer.
What skill would it be if I wanted to, like, tell somebody of all of our adventures and have them write it into a play to, like, relay all those exciting events? Would it be Blather? Or?
Blather is
stunning
else.
People.
Yeah.
So what would it be?
Well, let's
to make it more adventurous and awesome. Charm?
I would go with something like Charm.
So, Andre,
try and get someone to actually write
a play about us and give us the...
So many people...
We like just the reward for it.
Have a second squad that we send off to do things.
Yes, if you get to that point.
Because if I'm out of character, I'm kind of like to the point where I don't really want to recruit more people because it might be more trouble than it's worth.
Yes.
But if we have a lot of people, we might actually be able to do something like that.
Yes.
If that's possible.
Well, if you need to know anyone else, just let me know.
Well, let me. Who are the people we know now?
Conrad Messner. You have a letter of introduction. From Lord Frederick.
I need you to roll a charm check.
I see. Hey,
who's the first guy we met?
Wow.
Dieter.
Oh, that's an 80. Okay, so
Kempler.
Other way around. Dang.
Kempler.
Yeah, and he's Stephen.
Lord of Heavens.
Is he a master wizard? Or?
Yes, he is indeed a master wizard.
We're above our wizard.
Yeah. The guy who we were traveling with on the way here was well above where I'm at.
Okay.
And you're like three times there.
Then you have
more than their age.
Like important.
No, actually I'm not.
Notes next to people.
Let's 30. See.
They're older than me.
He's found at the Celestial College his townhouse.
I'll go ahead and put that down. Okay.
He's the one who introduced you to Lord Frederick, and that's really about it. That's because as a celestial wizard, he doesn't get out much.
And I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So Lord Frederick.
Yep. He is the excitable, overweight younger brother of a near elector count. Who likes to reward those with the bravery to do what's right? Because he himself is too cowardly to be able to do it. He doesn't like pain.
He also doesn't like the sun.
What? I know.
Come on.
I know.
Come on.
He introduced you to Johann Schmidt, and he says if you ever need to interact with Maximilian Sayre, which is just a nobleman he knows, that images everything to him.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm writing this down, Andre. So he gave his notes for who?
Conrad Messner, which is the person in the College of Light.
He closed down.
And Theodora. I'm not even... Fjerg.
P-F-E-R-I-G.
A former witch hunter. She, of course, is useful to back up your story.
Would she know the witch hunters that we were working with?
Might.
Who knows?
So we need to roll... I guess we need to roll a gossip to find some playwriter. Then we need to charm them to write a play about us. So that way we can get the money from off of it.
Okay, and then anyone else? He said some other dude that we might actually...
Johann Schmidt. He's a young nobleman. Who's been itching to go out and, you know...
Do what is right...
Is he one of the? Is he the firstborn or a different one?
Secondborn.
Okay, so his parents would not care too terribly much if he went off to adventure to fight chaos.
And of course, inviting him along to your adventure will basically probably put him in your pocket for any contacts that he may have.
True. But what I was saying is, like, having him along for the adventure is not going to make his parents hate us.
Like, God damn it. Got our boy killed!
Well, if you get him killed, that might be slightly different.
Yes, that
there's a difference between going off to adventure and getting killed.
No, there isn't.
Because
if we all die, then it's fine.
Yeah, well, if you all die, they still might piss on your grave, but you know.
There's not much they can do about it at that point.
Yeah, because it's not like you just left him to die.
No, I totally did. That's exactly what Sigmar stands for.
That's okay. Right.
So far, for the you guys of the group, we've been introduced to Dieter Kemplar when we got here. He's the Lord of Heaven's Master Wizard, who introduced us to Lord Frederick. He's the excitable, overweight guy we just met.
Hello!
And then he gave us a writ of introduction to Conrad Messner for later. We're not going to meet him yet, because we don't have enough backing to get him to support us yet. And Theodorum III.
Is that exactly how it's pronounced?
Although you may want to visit Conrad just to see what you actually will need to be able to
get the game released.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how are we going to get that out of him?
We go up and ask him, like, hey, so-and-so said to come talk to you. This is what we're looking for. What do we need to get this out of your hands so we can go destroy it?
Okay. But we also need to talk to Theodorum.
Theodora.
Mm-hmm. Theodora?
Theodora.
That's what I wrote it. She didn't read it right. Mm-hmm. Theodora.
T.
She's a former witch hunter. And then we also have a possible contact, Johann Schmidt.
Schmidt.
Who would get us some friends of his if we took him along to fight the demons. Okay.
Good.
So we want to go talk to Conrad or Theodora first.
Okay.
That was a question.
Oh.
I say Conrad, because it will tell him what we're doing and what he needs us to legally give him so we can release.
Or what he wants, because I don't think it has any legalities.
Whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
So what type of backing will we get from Theodora?
We show him, like, hey, these guys helped us do this, this is what we're doing. Oh, okay, here's my permission.
Well, it's more like she knows people, and then she's a witch hunter, so she was against chaos all these years. So we have the backing of someone who's against chaos, so it gives more legitimacy to our cause. Because if we walk up and say, hey, we want that chaos artifact, they're going to be like,
really?
Why? And then they're going to be like, gods, we've got chaos worshippers. And then, yeah, we'll have no time all over again.
The statement after why is, what? And how do you know about this? Guards!
Yes. That's why we need to contact her. At least that's my understanding. Is that correct, Andre?
For the most part.
She might have something else that I don't know about. She's a chaos worshiper.
I would say
so
we go to Theodora first.
You just cut strips, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
So?
You too.
Hmm? But of course you'll need to.
I've already.
Yeah, that's fine.
I thought we should go talk to the wizard first.
Okay, so we have one Conrad, one Theodora, and one.
But whichever is fine. Whichever. I mean, either one. We go to Conrad first, he'll say, go talk to Theodora and so and so and so and so to get endorsements so I can release this to you. Or we go to Theodora, and she'll say, oh, hey, here's my authorization. Oh, and you should go get it from him and him, so that way he can really. Either way, it's going
to
be the exact
same
thing.
Well, if we go to Theodora first, we want to go to Theodora and then probably Conrad next to see, like, hey, we've talked to this chick. We got legitimacy.
Yeah, at least gave him something to base off.
And then, like, like what Steven said, who else do you want to talk to?
Alright, let's go to the witch hunter.
Alec, you had a differing opinion here.
This is a democracy. I'm outvoted. I can't do anything anymore.
No, but you can...
You can persuade.
You can persuade people to your cause. That's how democracy is supposed to work.
Yeah.
Supposed to.
I said supposed to work.
I'm usually fine with going and seeing Theodora first.
That's you! Okay. I challenge you!
Alec has no opinion. Go ahead.
I was just throwing...
Which ends up being the Tyranid.
Ooh, that's going to end poorly.
Well, I strike first.
I don't think the Tyranid cares.
Yeah, do you think your axe can pierce a Tyranid's hide?
Actually, yeah.
Is that the guy with great weapons?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I don't know, what is a Tyranid's weapons?
It was 7, wasn't it?
It's ridiculously high.
You hit with the 6, you fail the wound.
It's a great weapon.
4. Oh. You'll wound. So then it'll take its armor save. It ignores your armor piercing.
It doesn't have that high, does it?
New Tyranid book.
My Tyranid book's over. Anyways, back to this game.
The Tyranid
also,
eats
remember,
his face.
It doesn't. It's not a power weapon. It doesn't take its own shit away.
True.
So then the Tyranid gets his, like, 5 attacks back.
Yum, 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 yum. Jeans.
I'm sick of corduroys, so I got jeans.
Alright.
So.
I think the consensus was Theodora.
Alright, you guys will visit Theodora in the morning.
Well, actually, in the morning, let's find some information about these two people.
Alright.
And
for now, I failed to sleep on a 99.
You're so excited. No. And you two, of course, head back to your respective temple and your,
Do you cast sleep on yourself?
I don't channel.
In the college.
I successfully cast.
Make your willpower.
I fail my willpower by 1. I sleep.
You guys head upstairs to your guys' room.
I have a question. I'll move too much further. Are we actually going to get magic items in this? Because those are kind of scary in this game, if I remember correctly.
There are a few that you won't destroy. Immediately.
I realize that they're actually chaos tainted.
Yes.
You're going to kick our ass.
You guys will walk upstairs. Give me a perception check.
Well, do we all go upstairs or just him?
You too.
Your room is off his room.
Oh, okay.
Well, not off my room, it's off to the main room, but at the same area.
I got a 95, so no.
I failed because I don't have to school.
Okay. Well, you guys walk over and open the door. And find your room looted.
Are you serious?
You mean his room?
Your guys' rooms. Looted. Everything has been ransacked, turned over.
Is our stuff gone?
Not your stuff, but any cash you may have had.
Okay, my cash is on me.
Okay.
So that's fine.
I had not all of my cash on me, because I didn't want to be pickpocketed.
And you were pickpocketed because you were trying not to be pickpocketed.
I'm in high society. I needed all the gold with me. In case they decided to spring on me. Hey, you want to buy this?
By the way, I'll just get this out of the way now. I tie a bit of rope around my money purse to my belt.
That's just another sleight of hand check.
It is, but it's less likely to... It means I'm less likely to get pickpocketed.
But so how much it's just like someone searched through our room?
Yep, even your jewelry and some of your finer stuff, like house rings, that was left. Just your cash. How much cash did you leave?
I don't know. I was just thinking I probably wouldn't be carrying all of it with me.
Well, roll a d10 for shillings. You're carrying 10 shillings. If you have 10 shillings.
Yes, I do.
Okay. The rest you may have left.
Get that. Erase your 1 gold crown.
Erase my gold. Erase that. Erase that.
You were probably carrying
the pennies.
Just as a reference.
They're pennies.
So, what do you two react?
I go get a guard.
Okay.
No. And make our house
innkeeper.
A hissy fit about it.
I go find Conrad.
Actually, yes, I'll go make a hissy fit to the innkeeper.
My lord!
My room has been ransacked.
Oh, shit!
Excuse me.
Your place.
He quickly walks up while you're looking for Conrad, who's in his room down the hall.
Okay.
Doing the whole distraught thing.
What the heck? Oh, I'm terribly sorry about this. Oh my.
Netherlands goes, I assume my stay will be for free then.
I'm sorry, this must have happened earlier in the day. There was this dwarf and a human, and they came in and started a fight and started breaking furniture. It must have happened during that. I'm terribly sorry, my lord.
What happened to the dwarf and the human?
We kicked them out!
Wait, how early in the day was this?
Just after you left, around lunch.
Okay, and then they started a fight, and then...
Yes. A dwarf with a shaved head, completely tattooed, and a large battle axe. And then Slayer. The other was very tall and broad, and, well, he was as fat as he was muscular. I could have sworn he was a Norskin. Long hair, beard. He's probably some sort of evil agent or something.
Yes.
Gotta love racism.
And he also had a very large scar, proving that he's obviously some sort of cultist.
Quite so. Can I charm him to get my stay free?
Yes, it will be a hard charm, though. Okay. Because the rich don't stay rich because they're nice.
Yes, I know. We'll see if I roll well.
Get a 2.
Ooh, I actually did.
Got a 2?
Or is minus
no.
20? I succeed.
Okay. He will give you, you know, the week free.
Okay. Fine, I will accept this.
I'm terribly sorry.
if you don't do this, I won't tell all my Bretonian friends that they need to stay here while they're in outdoor.
All right, so you guys will take a couple hours, so around 4 o'clock in the morning.
Gotta get your bag!
Fixing your rooms.
I'm gonna be asleep at like,
If they got into the
10
Bright College and started looting my room...
Your rooms are completely untouched.
I'd be amazed. If they're able to get in the Bright College and loot my stuff and nobody notices, I'm not in this adventure anymore. I'm walking away.
Alright, so you guys will, of course, wake up at the leisurely hour of noon. You guys will probably wake up around 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to do for a couple of hours? Because those guys were up until the crack of dawn.
Cursing!
I suppose... I'll go out and begin gathering information on Theodora.
Okay, go ahead and give me a gossip check.
See, I didn't expect the noble to give me, like, I can stay here free forever.
That's 100.
Oh, that's another... There we go.
Wow. I succeed on my second check with a 5.
I'm not helping him, no. I don't care about Theodora.
Got a 5?
Yeah.
On what?
I'm going to charm some of the bright wizard teachers and schmooze with them.
All right, so...
Mm-hmm. I got 5.
Are you succeeded.
That's 3 tiers of success, too.
All right.
So
where's the Pablo?
She now owns. She is a retired witch, bounty, and vampire hunter. She now owns a bar which she likes to reminisce in. She's in her late 40s. And let's just say that fighting hasn't been kind to her.
So get her to monologue before we...
She's probably in her townhouse. Not her bar.
Why would she not be in her bar?
Okay, she owns the bar, but she doesn't serve the bar. You know, she's not a bartender.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
She owns the bar.
Doesn't she like to reminisce there, though?
Yes, but that doesn't mean she's always there. She goes there, gets drunk, and then starts talking.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, all right. That wasted 2 hours because I failed the first one.
Something that I will point out that you guys may have missed is the fact that they broke into your room and all they really stole was a gold piece. There's a lot more valuable stuff in here than just...
Yes, I know. Like,
okay.
Our lance and whatnot. In other words, it wasn't for the thievery of it. They wanted to make it look like it, though.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted you to feel threatened.
Blood for the blood god.
Oh.
Blood for someone else.
Conrad goes, well, I found and talked to the little boy. He doesn't know who it was from. It was down in a bar in the poor section where he got the job where he lives. He didn't know what it was. He's illiterate.
Hmm.
You okay?
Am I up at this point?
Yeah.
Our rooms were ransacked last night.
That's terrible. Why didn't you come get me?
She did.
Oh, yes, that's right.
You were sleeping.
Oh, I'm sorry. Once I fall asleep, I sleep very hard.
I even kicked you a couple times.
That's why my luck was broken.
By the way, I need my two pennies back.
Yes, they refresh it.
Because I definitely use these. But,
Tyler, crawling out from underneath your bed, you find Snigget.
Did you see anyone last night?
Yes, Master.
Good. Who was it?
Human.
Or I should say yesterday.
In all black.
Of course he was.
Boobs.
It's a female human.
Yes. Yes, yes.
What did they do?
It was really me. I didn't realize it.
They looked through stuff?
Yes.
Did they find anything?
No. Heard the mutter. Mother, 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 skull, mother, 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 stupid mother, mother, bitch, mother, mother.
Okay.
Did they say red rum backwards?
Red rum? Yes, Master.
Good. Anything else you noticed besides the muttering?
I like how he was in your room.
Floor very comfortable.
The weird thing is, I don't care.
We're dealing with the lowest tier of clan rat here, right?
It's the only one who really cares is the elf.
Oh, I'm not there.
Exactly.
After
you're
I woke
there.
Up, I spent 6 hours chatting with Bright Wizard teachers.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying if
so
you,
if
you,
I woke up at like
no, I'm saying if you woke up under your bed.
Oh, he'd be dead.
Exactly.
The question is Snigget a Skaven slave equivalent in terms of
Slave would be a clan rat. Usually what happens with slaves is they're clan rats and they get captured and turned into slaves.
Oh, okay, so a clan rat from a different clan.
Yeah. Yes. As I said, he is small and runty, which means he has a lower weapon skill because he doesn't know how to fight terribly well. And he was, of course, captured.
Skaven slave, your life is cheap!
It
and,
is.
And when they break, they, you know, deal wounds and whatnot. But anyways.
So I don't show up till 4.
Did they, the person exit through, like, the window, or?
No, door.
Walked into the door, huh?
Yes, loud stuff. Bling, bling, smash, smash.
Yeah, I was told by the innkeeper about that.
Yes, distraction, yes.
Quite so. A dwarf and a northern human of some sort. You didn't see where they went, did you?
No, hid under bed. Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm right here. You know, Snigget is very useful.
Yes.
I worry about sleeping in the same building with him, but he's very useful.
He gives a toothy smile.
He's actually in a clandestine assassin.
That's what I said. He's going to be not running on. He's like, no, he'd be way too badass.
No, he's actually an assassin. He's just pretending to not be. Mm-hmm. So that way, after he's learned everything we know, suddenly Sir Leon doesn't wake up in the morning.
No, he wakes up under in a pile of warp stone.
Oh, I've got another arm now.
I've got another arm, and it's furry. It's very handy, though.
Da-doom-tsh.
That's horrible.
Pablo, you should bite Steven.
Get him. Yes.
Well, I will keep watch on your room.
I know, but could you find them?
Oh, yes, I can find them.
Yeah, because...
You said a dwarf...
It was a dwarf...
A shaved, tattooed dwarf.
Did the guy say it was beard-shaved or completely...
Head-shaved. Completely.
And there was tattoos, wasn't there?
Tattoos.
Yes.
And then there was a large man as wide as he is, or as fat as...
Norskin.
Yes.
With a scar down his right arm.
I would like to get friends, though.
Question. With that description...
Our friends.
Oh, yeah, we need to get them anyways.
Oh, yeah, those two.
With that description, with a successful common knowledge dwarf, say it, tell me anything
no.
about what he is?
No.
Okay.
He's not really a slayer. Slayer have orange hair.
Yeah, that's slightly more prominent.
Mohawked orange hair.
Not necessarily. However they want to do it.
Okay.
So we go find our dudes.
I don't leave the college till 4.
So, well, we can go to the Temple of Sigmar. That shouldn't be too hard.
Yep.
Except I'm not there.
Well, Connor needs to track them down.
Alright, Siegfried, he finds you in the first hour. Where were you?
I was making gossip checks about Theodora, remember?
Ah, here he is. I was gossiping with him.
Conrad?
Conrad. Hello. Conrad, you're welcome. Do you know anyone of the... Oh, yes, I've heard many... Oh!
Hello!
I found him!
You see a guy in the back alley taking a dump. I don't like Alpha.
I can't say I do either. I like the temple, but...
It's okay. Temple of Ulric. It's okay. There's a temple of Ulric right across the street. Once again, you see the competition of my temple's bigger.
Do I notice that each one seems to have progressively newer and newer construction on it as the other one?
You'll notice that the newer construction actually tends to be towards the top, and so they're adding more and more layers.
Eventually the foundation cracks.
Crumbles and sinks into a skaven infested barrel.
I'm assuming the Temple of Sigmar is winning here, though.
Well, the thing is, whichever temple is actually bigger falls through the earth. So the other temple says, ha! See, they weren't really good.
They were heathens!
Oh, see how the skaven are swarming out of that hole? They were really skaven. Oh, shit.
Where's our guard? Still chasing Archaon? Fuck.
Yes, yes.
Although you'll notice, once again, Altdorf didn't suffer too badly because this isn't where the battle took place.
Yep.
This is the capital of the Empire.
All right. And now time to go hunt down Rivendell.
It'd be really hard to find him. He went into that...
Actually, an elven wizard in Altdorf? Not really.
Oh, it's really easy to find out. Yeah, they went that way. You go over to the giant crater. Huh.
3 hours.
Hey! Actually, at this point... Wait, since they woke up at noon, I'm now leaving the college.
Hey, would you have a door? Hey, there it is.
Ah. You were hard to find.
Yeah, it was at the college. Normally people aren't allowed in unless they're studying fire.
I can study fire. It's hot.
Their room was...
Boom!
The room was ransacked. We're chasing the thieves.
Oh. Yes. Carry on. I'll follow.
Okay. Well, anyways. In case you see them, one was a dwarf, one was a northman, and the one was a cloaked, blue woman.
Oh, yes. There's one right there. Oh, there's another one over there.
All right.
Oh, there's another.
Well, let me state how it was described.
Okay.
Cloaked human with boobs.
there's one.
Alright, so Conrad begins asking around first, you know, peep around the people outside your guys' tavern. And you'll find out that these guys stick out even in Altdorf. No, it's not a slayer. He's just a shaved-headed dwarf who's an asshole. Because they spend most of their time drinking, fighting, and cursing. Eventually your trail leads to a tavern called the Broken Barrel, which mainly caters to teamsters, so... What teamsters are, you know, the people who's,
drive the teams of horses.
Yeah, drives the teams of horses and laborers.
So it's horse section?
Mm-hmm. It's a single ground floor. The ground floor of a 6-story building has a single large room with a bar opposite, 2 fireplaces with chimneys, one at either end. The walls are well repaired, but the shutters and doors fit very badly. And shows signs of being hung many, many times from people being thrown out them. The furniture consists of mainly broken barrels cut down to form seats.
Do we see our dwarven friend here?
Yes, you do indeed. Actually, give me a perception check. I'll make it easy for you because you're used to seeing dwarves.
I succeed.
Okay.
I succeed.
All right. And Tyler?
Oh, you want me to roll?
If you want.
I'm actually able to distinguish dwarves.
Yes.
Dwarves.
You notice that Dugan has now, of course, you know, slicked up his hair to the nice orange mohawk. He's, of course, taken off all his armor. You see plenty of fresh tattoos. And he is just drinking.
Is that the same dwarf?
I make the common knowledge dwarf.
Ugh.
Is that the same dwarf we saw
yesterday? I walk up to him, I guess. Really, Dugan?
Hey!
Slayer?
Make a consume alcohol test as he breathes in your face.
Great. Ow, consume alcohol.
So he decided to become a Slayer?
Yeah, he was disgraced. Twice.
I actually make it with a 5.
Once by Alec.
Has he been drinking Bugman's?
No, he's been drinking whatever the hell this stuff is. And apparently a lot of it. You'll see, they'll actually see like 2 empty barrels. Not, you know, barrels next to him. And the humans are like...
Are they serving you pish water?
They serve me shit. This is water. Ain't nothing good.
Maybe you should lie down for a little bit.
Bullshit! I need to go find me a troll! Where's the troll?
Is Troll Slayer the entry point for a Slayer team?
Are you seeing a troll nearby? Hey!
Yes!
Lady!
Yes.
He's where's the nearest troll?
Right there! Stop. Right there!
Go
ahead, smack him!
No.
Prove your intelligence!
Why don't you go lay down before you fight a troll?
Nah, I'm gonna go find me a troll!
Oh, Lex!
North, you say?
You're such a brave man! Maybe if I shave your beard, it'll help.
I will fucking kill you, elf!
As you see, people begin backing away and going, oh, fuck. And picking up their beard kind of moving. Speaking of which...
Hell,
shut the fuck up.
Oh, but he's only a dwarf. It's not like he can really understand what I'm saying.
Cheering on the fight, you guys see a shaved dwarf with tattoos and a fairly large Norskin man kind of going, yeah! Fuck up the elf! Yeah!
Rivendell?
You deserve this.
Yeah, you do.
He hits.
Oh, wait, let me dodge blow. Oh, wait, I don't have it. If I did, though, I would have succeeded.
He hits you on the 16.
Which is my right arm.
So he was aiming for your face and was off by 1%. And you will take 7.
I take 4.
Did you take into account the minus 3, Andre?
No, I didn't.
Because it's a fist. You'll take 1.
Why don't we go have you lie down? I failed a channel. Oh, I don't cast.
Demanding user! Get it!
Alright, well, let me go ahead and arrange this. How
Nishes? You realize I'm required to help him, right? I'm not going to hurt him. I'm just putting him to sleep.
Oh, sorry, there's another brawl being formed here. Okay. Alright, so here...
I just called you a magic user, the mobile poor person 7.
Okay, so you guys are kind of standing over here like, oh, fuck.
Well, I was actually standing right next to them, trying to go like...
I stepped back a while.
Apparently, I was pulled towards him, so I'm like right there.
Friend of the throw!
Alright, let me go ahead and grab 2 miscellaneous people.
Although, with him being drunk, he should have a lower willpower. Should.
I don't know if it increases.
He, like, rolls 1.
No, he's a dwarf.
His willpower goes up the drunker he gets. F.
You can use some of my models if you want.
I will say, by the way, the fact that he's drunk... I have plenty of models right here. I'll say, the fact that he's drunk speaks volumes, considering dwarfs are the one race to get consume alcohol naturally.
Yeah, get him! Get him!
Those are Norgron and Siegfried.
So, the...
I
want to
stay out of this fight.
Dark Chaos Dwarf.
Wait, I'm standing over there, too?
No, these two are the guys you guys are actually hunting.
Yes, I know. One of them is named Siegfried.
Yes.
Yes, you get cloned.
The monster was written before your character. Okay.
Hey, Andre. Since those two are here, can I look for the cloaked woman?
Sure.
Your nose is wet.
Alright.
What do you go on?
37.
37.
You make it with my roll.
I have a 30 agility.
Alright, so, Steven.
49.
Alec?
37.
Tyler?
I'm here, coming.
Here's your perception. I rolled it for you.
Okay. I think I still failed. Oh, hey, 45.
I don't know. I think it was 17.
Tyler was 45.
It's half, right?
Jessica?
Perception 54.
Perception's what? Willpower?
Intelligence.
Conrad.
It was 17,
41.
Yeah.
Ah!
Dugan!
was on a 34.
I just succeed.
Siegfried is at a minus 10 because of his drunken state. So this is already included, so he's actually 32.
Fuck.
Gorgond goes on a 23.
Yeah.
Wow.
Rating tonight?
Trying to.
Alright, well, reacting first to the shenanigans is Jessica.
So what do you do?
Good question.
Do you hold?
Yeah, because there's no really grapple in here, is there?
There is, but we'll have to make it up.
Okay. I suppose I'll hold for the elf. See what...
Elf.
I failed a channel. I'm casting sleep. I successfully cast.
Alright, now he gets his willpower at
plus 20%.
Because he's drunk?
No, because he's a dwarf. They have resist magic naturally.
Oh, true. Oh, that's right. Is it 20?
I mean, that's what I'm checking.
I thought it was a 10.
Yep, it's 10%.
Okay. And then how much does he lose when he's drunk?
None.
You don't lose any willpower when you're drunk?
Nope.
Huh. Odd.
He's fine.
F.
Magic. I don't like magic.
Tyler.
I look around for the chick.
Give me a perception check.
I got rolled earlier. It's 17.
All right. You begin. Oh, crap. There's a fight. That was 45. We then go to... 41.
What are you having me do, Andre?
You're looking.
What, did I fail or something?
No, you're moving off into the crowd looking for.
Hit the stun.
Yeah. He will hit because his weapon skills just went up to a 46.
Strike to stun.
Pablo, what are you doing?
It's 11 minus
I think 3 Pablo's is 8. Hungry.
Mm-hmm. Probably searching for food.
He's always hungry.
Yeah, he's sniffing your briefcase. So I'm guessing he's looking for food.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's 9.
Ow!
Mighty Blue.
My head! Oh, you're bizarre!
Alright, Dugan. He picks up a chair. Or he picks up one of the barrels.
I suppose I'll try and interrupt.
Okay, give me a pose of jelly.
Is it just one or two?
I succeed.
I succeed.
In his highest roll, I don't think he can beat your lowest.
No. He's plus... He's a... Agility 31.
Okay, suppose I'll try and I... grab the barrel from him.
That's plus strength.
Not get out of his hands, I don't know.
That's strength.
Is it one?
No.
Two?
It's tears.
He fails.
So do I.
How much do you fail by?
One.
Okay. You will burn his fortune point. Yes, sir. Okay. You knock the barrel out of him, so instead he headbutts you. Key misses.
So let's see.
Alright, Siegfried turns and looks at Conrad like, bring it!
Go help Conrad.
I'm sorry, Alec on 37.
I'm not going to hurt him, I'll just... He's here for my amusement.
I don't think you're helping convince him otherwise.
Step away from the dwarf, you moronic elf.
Oh, he's only a dwarf, it's not like he matters.
Okay! You just offended three people in the tavern. I'm gonna try and kneecap Steven. I failed to hit Steven, but...
Okay.
Can't touch this, dude. See, that's what happened. I turned sideways and I went invisible.
He'll hit Conrad! Jerk!
Oh, look!
Conrad! Does not parry.
So are you, like, PD?
Conrad gets punched in the face.
Ooh!
see if I get Ulfric Fury. No. Okay, so let's see. That's
minus 10? Or minus 3, sorry.
Strength bonus minus 3.
Okay, so that's 12.
Ow.
Ow.
Wow.
Minus Conrad's toughness of 4, that's 8. Bam! Conrad's nose goes... And he's like... Ah!
Did he hit him in the face?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hard.
Nice.
Bring it on! Then he uses his second sword. And we'll miss. All right.
Oh, and I get gang raped.
Hits you in the 49.
Which is my left arm.
Okay. He's actually using a club.
Uh-oh.
That's 10.
It takes 7. Up to 8. I'm still standing!
No one hits on that one! You can hear some cheers in the background.
Yeah!
Jessica.
Well, don't I technically go after...
No, that's D&D's rule.
Okay. Well, I can't let the elf die.
Elf deserves it.
So I suppose I'll pick up a chair and...
Swing it,
Yeah, that dwarf.
Okay.
What is the... Is it still weapon skill or...
Yeah, it's still weapon skill.
Okay.
Yeah.
With an
you 80. Are swinging a barrel.
Yes.
A chair, quote unquote.
Okay, that was 54. That's 49, Steven.
I'm going to try to cast sleep on the metal dwarf.
Do you want to move?
I successfully channel. No. Not yet. Successfully cast.
Willpower, plus 10.
He's fine.
If it's not corn, it's dwarfs, right?
Yes. My magic is worthless.
Well, stop fighting dwarves. You actually started this fight.
I did not attack him first. He hit me first. He started the fight. I was just stating the truth.
You suggested Tyler, he shave 45. His beard.
She is
he
not
looks here. Really good that way.
The elves never learn, Alec, remember.
Yes. Well, he's
not here.
Okay. Well, I will join the fight then.
Who are you swinging at? Conrad?
I'll switch sides. Yeah.
Hey!
I haven't thought about it. I think I like chaos.
Embrace Zinch?
So,
no, not Zinch.
If I
Siegfried or the dwarf?
A sword or something, it would be actually lethal, wouldn't it?
Yes. Unless you use the blunt.
Yes. And that's strike to stun.
That's strike to nothing stun. I can actually do to not be lethal, so.
Fist fight.
I'm using chairs.
One of the dwarves is not using a fist, so.
That's true. He's using a beat stick.
I will pull out my weapons. Yes, all 20 of them.
I have 5 arms.
Are you tie again?
Notice?
Huh?
Are you tie again?
No, then I have like 800.
Fired! Stun!
I think I eventually put them in a handy haversack.
I would have gone with a Quillerella Elhana.
I didn't have one of those. I thought about it, though.
That's enough to put this guy into...
Into a coma.
Into unconsciousness. Go, Conrad, go.
Poor Conrad.
Does strike to stun actually just knock them out as soon as they get to their critical?
Not really. Just means you won't kill them.
Okay.
You still, I think, have to get the dead... choice for unconsciousness.
But to make things easier...
I'm just moving along. Alright, because I also want to start cooking up my pizza here soon. Pizza. Alright, that was 41-37 Alec.
We is pizza fiends.
Well, first, I'm pretty sure you did. Did you remember to turn back on the recording thing?
Yeah, it's been going.
Okay, I just remembered you turned it off at one point.
Pathfinder, the Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men, but a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be. Actual play only available at GamersHavenPodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.